Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back with me, Mariati. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo affirmed Ani Yudhoyono is one of Indonesia's most outstanding woman figures. The sixth president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, expresses his gratitude to reporters. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo perceived that Ani Yudhoyono is one of Indonesia's most outstanding woman figures who contributed inspiration and became a role model for other people. It was remarked by President Joko Widodo when leading the funeral of former Indonesian First Lady in the period 2009-2014 at Kalibata Heroes Cemetery in Jakarta on Sunday. According to President Joko Widodo, Ani Yudhoyono was a compassionate First Lady, a sincere humanitarian fighter and a role model for her family and who inspired and set good example for other people. Ani Yudhoyono, who was the wife of Indonesia's sixth president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, passed away on Saturday 1st of June 2019 in Singapore due to her illness. The sixth president of Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, had expressed his gratitude to the reporters who covered the process of the marriage of his late wife Adi Yudhoyono at the Cikias Hall, Bogor West Java on Sunday. Walking out of the Cikias Hall, accompanying his wife's corpse to be dispatched to Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, he thanked for fellow journalists. The sixth president looked very sad, but he seems to remain strong and kept walking up to the vehicle accompanying the hearse. Before being sent to the Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, Ani Yudhoyono's funeral ceremony was held at the Cikias Hall. In the ceremony, the family handed over Ani's body to the government to be buried in the Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, Jakarta, with the military ceremony on Sunday. Indonesia Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto stated when paying a work visit to Tokyo, Japan, that Indonesia is one of the world investment destinations. Therefore, the Indonesian government is committed to continuously supporting the investment in Indonesia by establishing conducive business climate and providing incentives to attract industrial actors. Minister Airlangga, through his press statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, pointed out that the Indonesian government has launched a system called Online Single Submission to facilitate investors. The system helps investors manage their business permits. Minister Airlangga further said that his side also succeeded at attracting more investors through the aggressive tax holiday policy, which is implemented for investors whose investment ranges from more than $30 million to $2 billion. With the policy, the investor get a 5 until 20 year tax holiday. ASEAN is a broad concept and the key to achieve the stability of Indo-Pacific region. The ASEAN region also serves as the maritime axis of Indo-Pacific region and the route of international trade from west to east and north to south. This was remarked by Indonesia Minister of Defense Ria Misraya Chudu before the representative ASEAN Plus countries and participants of the International Institute for Strategic Studies a Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore on Sunday. Therefore, he called on all participants of the 8th Shangri-La Dialogue to unite and maintain the stability and security of the region by establishing mutual cooperation and unity with the concept One Vision, One Identity, and One Community. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti led the release of 37,000 baby lobsters on the Pulau Menjangan National Park waters in Banyuwangi, Japa recently. The baby lobster were secured by authority for the smuggling attempt, it was stated by Minister Susi in her press statement, which was received in Jakarta on Sunday. She hoped that the released baby lobster would bring about positive impact for the sustainability of lobster, which could be the commodity for local fishermen in Banyuwangi and West Bali. In addition, she called on Indonesian community not to smuggle baby lobster. Lobster with eggs or barrage lobster and other prohibited maritime commodities to maintain their supplies in nature. Indonesian agriculture attaché to Belgium in Brussels, Wahida, said that Indonesia is committed to increasing the export volume of cacao bean and its derivatives to European Union. Based on her press release received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday, cacao bean is one of the main commodities that receives continuous demand. She also pointed out that the trade balance of cacao bean and its derivatives continues shows positive trend each year. The export of Indonesian cacao bean to European Union in 2018 reached $215.2 million, namely it grew by 22% compared to the achievement in 2017, which was $201.7 million. The last item, the Special Task Force for the Upstream Oil and Gas Business Activities, SKK Migas, expects the development of oil and gas exploration activities in Indonesia will be more encouraging in the future and a bid to further expedite the development of national oil and gas sector. It was stated by Chief of SKK Migas Program and Communication Division, Wisnu Prabawatahir, in a release received in Jakarta on Sunday, as quoted by Antara. He explained that the number of incentives offered include starting from the location of the field, depth and condition of reservoir, availability of infrastructure and other material content, oil density and domestic component level. Wisnu also revealed that developed defined word commitment and definite commitment received in the cooperation contract amounting to $1.14 billion. He pointed out that exploration activities could be carried out not only in jurisdiction but also in the open area to encourage more discoveries of new oil and gas fields from the result of exploration activities. At present, SKK Migas is also following up the result of the discovery of exploration oil and gas fields. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Goodbye Ani Yudhoyono. Indonesian people were surprised by the news of the death of the First Lady of Republic of Indonesia for the period 2004-2014, Ani Yudhoyono, at the age of 67 years. The wife of the sixth president of the Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, passed away in a treatment at Singapore's National University Hospital on Saturday afternoon at 11:50 Singapore time after the last 4 months she struggled with blood cancer she suffered. Ani Yudhoyono's body on Saturday night was rested at the Indonesian embassy in Singapore and then taken to Jakarta that night to be rested again in Purike Cikeas, Bogor, West Java, before being buried at Kalibata Hero Cemetery in East Jakarta on Sunday afternoon. As a former First Lady, Ani Yudhoyono was polite and modest, sympathetic to the people of Indonesia and the world. President Joko Widodo expressed deep condolence. Besides, expressions of condolence were also conveyed by several world leaders, such as President of Singapore, Deputy Prime Minister of Malaysia, and also heads of foreign representatives in Indonesia, as well as the Indonesian community at home and abroad. In addition, several state officials, including community leaders and the general public, were seen at home and cemetery to express their deep sorrow to the family of Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and to give final respect to the late Ani Yudhoyono. Kristiani Herawati, better known as Ani Yudhoyono, has a great attention to education and environment, while accompanying Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in his duties as president. Ani Yudhoyono sought high concern for the education through the Smart Card and Smart House program. This is the education care program initiated by Ani along with the heads of the ministers of United Indonesian Cabinet. The establishment of smart houses and smart cars has become a means of education for people outside formal schools. The facility serves as a place of learning and library to foster interest in reading. In addition to the Smart Indonesian program, there had been several programs initiated by Ani Yudhoyono, such as Green Indonesia, Indonesia Care, Healthy Indonesia, and Creative Indonesia. Tigers die leaving stripes, elephants die leaving ivory, humans leave names. Ani Yudhoyono leaves sweet memories that will continue to be remembered for good. During her life, Ani Yudhoyono dedicated her life to humanitarian values. She was active in eradicating illiteracy, developing national crafts, empowering and prospering families, especially women and children. For services and great dedication to the national state, in 2011, the Indonesian government awarded the Bintan Mahaputra Adi Pradana Award to Ani Yudhoyono. Goodbye, Ani Yudhoyono. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, if you want to know about the past events, here is Today in History.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener, nice to be with you again in our good program, Today in History. Well, we start today in history from an event on June 3, 1947, when Indonesian National Military was inaugurated. At the beginning, the establishment of Indonesian state did not have army unit. People's Security Agency established on August 22, 1945 and announced by Indonesian President on August 23, 1945 was an officially military organization. Finally, through the government's decree on October 5, 1945, People's Security Agency was changed to the People's Security Army, and until now it has been commemorated as the establishment of Indonesian National Military. On January 7, 1946, People's Security Army changed to the People's Safety Army. Then on January 26, 1946, it was changed to the Army of Republic of Indonesia. Because at the time, Indonesia had other armed agencies, so that on May 15, 1947, First President Sukarno issued a presidential decree to unite Army of Republic of Indonesia with those armed agencies to be Indonesian National Military. The unification occurred and it was inaugurated on June 3, 1947. The next event is that in 1980, tornado epidemic occurred in Nebraska, United States of America. June 3, 1980 was known as the Night of the Twitters. At the time, a series of tornadoes occurred and destroyed Grand Island, Nebraska. 7 tornadoes killed 5 people and injured 200 people. All of tornadoes epidemic brought about 18 tornadoes for 2 days and caused severe damage as far as eastern North Pennsylvania. For 3 hours on June 3, 1980, tornado, which moved slowly passing Grand Island, Nebraska, caused more tornadoes to appear. Tornado epidemic, which occurred, was the most uncommon in history of United States. And the last event was in 2017 on terrorist attack in London. On June 3, 2017, 3 terrorists launched attack at 2 locations in the center of London. The attack was begun when white van crashed some pedestrian on London Bridge. The van went fast and stopped at the south of the bridge. 7 persons were killed and 48 injured in the attack. 3 suspects were shot dead by the police. Metropolitan Police Department declared that the attack on London Bridge and Barrett Market was a terrorist incident. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Berganti, banyak yang telah terjadi. Dirimu kian pasti, segala akan kurai. Oh, bila esok menjelang, bahagia pun kan datang. Cita-cita dan impianku tempatku tuju. Setiap langkah yang berarti tetap menyatu dalam hasrat dan tujuanku selalu. Waktu terus menguji,
waktu terus menguji
tekad yang kumiliki. Oh, oh. Dan kini telah terbukti. Oh, segala kan ku gapai. Rintangan ku hadapi, cobaan ku lalui. Semua telah ku dapati. Tetaplah bersinar dan tujuanku selalu. Oh,
was the first song entitled Gemilang, sung by Ran. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today, citizen, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. For today's topic of My Indonesia is Bank Indonesia records for capital inflow to Indonesia worth 112.98 trillion rupiah. Bank Indonesia and BI recorded that foreign capital inflow to Indonesia since the beginning of the year until Friday, May 31st, 2019 has reached 112.98 trillion rupiah. The capital flow is also one of the pillars of the fulfilling foreign exchange demand in the domestic market, so that this has helped maintain the stability of rupiah exchange rate in recent times. Governor of Bank Indonesia Ferry Warjio pointed out that foreign capital inflow that went into government bonds or state securities reached 56 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, around 57 trillion rupiah went into stock instruments. He stated that this reflected that foreign investors were very confident in Indonesia, while maintaining the stability of rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar. According to Governor Ferry, overall, indicators on domestic financial market are still maintained. The capital inflow is inseparable from the yield of competitive domestic financial instrument compared to the peers. The yield on 10-year government bonds were recorded at 8.01%. This parameter was added with the low inflation movement in the range of 3.1% year-on-year until May 2019. The inflation rate is considered to increase foreign investor confidence because the prices of goods are maintained amid the momentum of high consumption during Ramadan and before Lebaran or Eid al-Fitri. Governor Ferry further said that until the end of May 2019, the condition of rupiah exchange rate was still under control. As the close of Wednesday, May 29, 2019, the rupiah was transacted at 14,395 rupiah per US dollar. He also said that Bank Indonesia would continue to carry out measures to stabilize exchange rates according to the fundamentals if needed, both through intervention in foreign exchange and the purchase of state securities in the second and the secondary market. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Dulu ku sepi, kamu yang selalu ku cari. Dulu ku sedih, kamu yang selalu ada di sekitarku untuk merangkukku. Kini ku senang dan kamu tak ku utamakan. Kamu tersinggung, berpikir ku menghindarmu. Kamu salah,
kamu salah.
Niatku bukan begitu. Ku menjauh karena bukan kamu. Ingin ku sayang padamu. Sebatas teman saja. Ku bilang rindu, tapi maaf.
That was the second song entitled Sebatas Teman, sung by Cheryl Sainavia. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom. Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you a contemporary art center in Jakarta. Stay tuned. Ciputra Artpreneur is the only art center in Indonesia which has international standard, multifunction hall and museum. The art center is inside Shopping Avenue, which is located at Setiabudi District, South Jakarta. Ciputra Artpreneur is usually used to hold various events, beginning from exhibition, conference, concert, and until other huge events. Visitors can see various kinds of international or local art at Ciputra Artpreneur. Ciputra Artpreneur Theater, which has international standard, is one of the mainstay art centers which belongs to Ciputra Artpreneur. The theater is the highest class of performances theater in Asia, which has capacity of 1,157 seats. The theater has conducted the first Broadway performance in Indonesia, namely Beauty and the Beast, and other international and national performances. Ciputra Artpreneur Gallery has a multifunction room which can be used for various events. The art gallery has 1,500 meters wide and has facility of projection screen, which has obtained award from Indonesia's Record Museum for the longest audiovisual projection system in Indonesia, whose size is 60 times 12 meters. Another advantage of the Ciputra Artpreneur Gallery is that there is an amusing view from Jakarta City. Meanwhile, Ciputra Artpreneur Museum exhibits 32 paintings and 18 sketches by Hendra Gunawan, a modern Indonesian master artist. The establishment of Ciputra Artpreneur at the Economic Center of Jakarta is hoped to be able to rise and also to develop creative industry of Indonesia through empowerment events based on arts and culture. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening. You have just listened to the third song entitled Barat. In our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about make yourself at home, or anggap saja rumah sendiri. Next is a conversation about anggap saja rumah sendiri, or make yourself at home. Tony stays at Joko's house. Dinda, Joko's wife, will go outside. Dinda wants to make Tony feel comfortable during his stay at her house.
Dinda, Tony, kami akan keluar sebentar. Tony, oh ya, silakan. Dinda, kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Tony, ya. Dinda, anggap saja rumah sendiri. Tony, terima kasih.
After the conversation, now I will introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice so you can repeat after me. Kami akan keluar sebentar. Kami akan keluar sebentar, which means we want to go outside. Second, kalau. Kalau, which means if. Next, kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri ya. It means, if you want to have a drink, please take it yourself. Let's repeat one more time. Kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri ya. It means, if you want to have a drink, please take it by yourself. Next, we continue to the next vocabulary. Anggap saja rumah sendiri, which means make yourself at home. Once again, anggap saja rumah sendiri, which means make yourself at home. Next, silakan ambil sendiri, which means please take it yourself. One more time, silakan ambil sendiri, which means please take it yourself. The next vocabulary is pergi, which means to go. Once again, pergi, which means to go. The last one is kapan, which means when. One more time, kapan, which means when. If you want to invite your friends to visit your home to serve themselves, you can say silakan ambil sendiri, which means please take it yourself. Then you can add with a sentence anggap saja rumah sendiri, which means make yourself at home. In the dialogue between Dinda and Tony, you can find the word kalau or if. For example, I'm going to give you some examples. Kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri, which means, if you want to drink, please take it yourself. One more time. Kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Which means, if you want to drink, please take it yourself. He asked some use of word kalau. For examples, kalau saya pergi, kamu akan sendirian di rumah. Which means, if I leave, you will be alone at home. One more time, kalau saya pergi, kamu akan sendirian di rumah. Which means, if I leave, you will be alone at home. The second example is, saya senang kalau bisa pergi ke Indonesia. One more time, saya senang kalau bisa pergi ke Indonesia. It means, I'm happy if I can go to Indonesia. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's review the conversation one more time.
Dinda, Tony, kami akan keluar sebentar. Tony, oh ya, silakan. Dinda, kalau kamu mau minum, silakan ambil sendiri. Tony, ya. Dinda, anggap saja rumah sendiri. Tony, terima kasih.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to find out more information about learning Indonesian language in a fun and interesting way. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Gantikan yang terdahulu. tetap melaju. Yeah, yeah. Jangan berhenti dengar kata hatimu.
Salahku menghentikan kita dahulu. Teriak menghentikan badai berlalu.
That was Suara sung by GAC. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu?
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Hatiku berdebar selalu tiap ku lihat senyummu. Ku ingin selalu dekatmu. Layakkah bulan melihat senyummu yang indah kasih, dan bintang pun tak berkedip terpana melihat sinarmu. Senyummu hanya untukmu.
Senyummu hanyalah nyambaku.
Langit pun cerah di saat kau menatapku. Sanggupkah aku satu-satunya yang mewarnai hidupku. Takkan ku buat kau bersedih. Senyummu hanya untukku. Kan ku selami samudra untuk dapatkan senyummu. Kan ku daki senyummu kasihku.
Of Indonesia.
Hari terus berganti, banyak yang telah terjadi. Dirimu kian pasti.
Cita-cita dan impianku, tempatku tujuh. setiap langkah yang berarti tetap menyatu dalam hasrat dan tujuanku selalu. Waktu terus menguji,
waktu terus menguji
tekad yang ku miliki. Oh, oh. Dan kini telah terbukti. Oh, segala kan ku gapai, rintangan ku hadapi, cobaan ku lalui, semua telah ku dapati. Tetaplah bersinar gemilang, tempatku tuju segala angan dan harapan, tempatku padu cita-cita dan impian. Tempatku tuju setiap langkah yang berarti tetap menyatu dalam hasrat dan tujuanku.
Listeners, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter @VOIIndonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.